Good morning and welcome to worship this morning, and we welcome any visitors in Jesus' precious name. There are a few intimations this morning, so I'm just going to run through them quite quickly. A reminder that there's tea and coffee after the service in the small hall, just a time for fellowship together. The 2 o'clock? 1:30 on Tuesday 13th, the guild meeting. Keep calm and carry on digging. Discipleship group on Tuesday morning will be at the Highkirk coffee morning, 10:30, and that's the time where we just come together and share, and the worship is there at 11 o'clock, so it's 10:30. Holy Week services here and down at Ardeer. Monday here, all the services at 7 o'clock. Monday here, Tuesday at Ardeer, Wednesday here, Thursday at Ardeer, and that's the communion service, the Monday-Thursday communion service. Friday at the Highkirk at 7:30, and then there is a service at 7:30 at the Highkirk again on the Saturday. The Passion Conference, sits up there under the Passion Conference. Meeting at 12:15. For speakers, and then there's lunch afterwards during the day, and then say these two services again at the end of the week, and the speakers at the Passion Conference Monday, James McNay, myself, on Tuesday, Norman Cruikshank on Wednesday, Martin Thompson on Thursday, and Friday and Saturday is Hector Morrison, who's from the Highland Theological College. Easter services, we have two schools coming to two churches on Wednesday the 28th, 9:15 in the mornings here at, with Glen Cairn Primary School coming through, and 1:30 in the afternoon is Ardeer Primary School. And then Easter services, Palm Sunday here at 10 o'clock, 7 a.m. down at Stevenson Point for the Dundon Sunrise Service on the Sunday the 1st. Breakfast at Ardeer about 8 o'clock, and then a shared worship here at 10:30. And that'll be Easter. Then Craft Club meets on a Thursday at 1:30. There's cards and small gifts for Easter for sale in the small hall after this morning's service. On the 21st of March in Fullerton Connections, there's a play, The Passion. You can find more about it online, but there are free tickets, but they're first come, first served. So that's just for your information. And on the same night in Sainsbury's and Saltcoats at 6:30 p.m. is a meeting for the Scottish Men's Shed Association. Really want to find out if they want to have a men's shed in Saltcoats. It's just a meeting place for men, and they can do lots of different stuff. There's a copy of the poster on the notice board outside the kitchen. And I've got one more. So I'll start something with the men's shed. You try throw him out to the men's shed. this Tuesday, on the 13th, 7 p.m, there is the voting, the election for the Stevenson Community Council election. There's 11 nominations be received for 9 vacancies. So 7 o'clock on Tuesday 13th at Ardeer Neighbourhood Centre. There's a copy of this on the notice board outside the kitchen there. That's all the intimations. It's about halfway through the service. As we are gathered, Jesus is here, one with each other. Jesus is here. Let's stand to worship and welcome the word then. name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will meditate on your wonderful works. Amen. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. Let's stand again to worship. Join our hearts and our minds together in prayer. Let's pray. Eternal, ever blessed God, come now and we give you thanks that you have gathered us within this place today, that we can lift our voices in praise, that we can bring our prayers to you together, and that we can hear your word and respond to your gospel. Father, we give you thanks that you've loved us first, that you created us. And we give you thanks for your grace and your mercy in our lives. Father, as a church family here, we come to hear your word, we come to bless you, and we come to be able to serve you. But we come as we are from a world that is broken, and from a world where, as we live in it, we can become so easily downtrodden by it. So I ask, Lord, that you accompany us, that our minds might be enlightened by your truth, our hearts may be warmed with your love, and our lives may be empowered by your grace, so that we may go from this place to love you more and to love our neighbor more. As we come to you, we seek your forgiveness. Forgiveness for broken promises. Seek forgiveness for forgotten promises. And forgiveness for things that we've left half done. Father, seek your forgiveness for the times when we've strayed from your ways, where we've tried to do our own thing in our own strength, and we've forgotten you. And yet in all that brokenness, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived, who died, who rose again, has ascended to be with you. And all this he did for our forgiveness, so that we might be forgiven. And Lord, by your Spirit present with us now, enable us to accept that forgiveness. So that we would be set free in your truth, your forgiveness, and your ways. And hear us as we pray together, using the words of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The reading this morning is from Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9. Joshua installed as leader. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all of the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.
Just by means of a reflection, you take the time now just to think through Mother's Day and the significance of Mother's Day. Originally, it was a time when people went back to the mother's church, when they went back to their own church, medieval days. This would be the day they would come back. In the 1800s, it became a day when those who were in service were released to go home to their mother church, but to go home to their mothers. As we have seen how that's developed over the years, I think it's important that we take time to remember mothers. And it's to take time to remember mothers in all kinds of circumstances. You know, there's people who never wanted to be a mother. There are people who only ever wanted to be a mother. I'm sure there are many who have thought it was harder than they maybe thought to be a mother. And again, realizing, of course, that never ends. And there's people who really want to be a mother, but can't. So as we reflect on the situation of the world, where we see so many difficulties, and in fact there was an article just in the paper this morning talking about relationships and the next generation of children being even further broken in family relationships and family life. And one of the connections that are made there is because of the level of addiction. And it's easy to point a finger. It's easy to point a finger. We can be abhorred by that whole situation. And I remember in early service in the police suddenly realizing that there's children born who have withdrawal symptoms because they're no longer attached to the woman, the mother, in the same way. And so this world is a difficult place, and we see so many different things happening, and so many mothers now on their own. And for me, this is a time for us to pray. It's also a time for us to pray through what it is that God wants us to do. There's things that we can be called to do as Christians, as people of a church family, to serve and to respond to need. And that's something we should be thinking about and thinking through. But at the moment, let's take a moment just to pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to worship you, to bless you, but also to remember today all those who are celebrating Mother's Day, who are sharing special times with mothers. But remember those who might struggle today for their own circumstances. For broken relationships. For the loss of a loved one. And as we pray, we pray our own prayers. Hear these our prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want, and I will trust in you alone. Let's stand to worship. So just sometimes, something zings into your mind because somebody said something before the service and asked you to say it out loud. So I'm sorry, Ross. You'll have noticed there's nothing up there. And that's because the projector is away for repair. And Ross said to me, you might want to tell folk just so they know where it is. It's only that side, folks. Sorry. But that was just something that zinged into my head. So I thought I'd say it, but a projector is away for repair. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Gracious Father, your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came from heaven to be true bread, which gives life to the world. Evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Let's worship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, asking now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place in order that their perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue, that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I will be very, very clear, and that this will bring great honour and glory to your name. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're at a point of a story of a life of a group of people. They had reached the river across which was the promised land, that land which God has promised them all that time ago as he led them out of captivity, out of Egypt. And of course, we know the story that because of Moses breaking the tablets, because of what the people were doing, Moses, in his anger, broke these tablets, but that resulted in him not getting into the promised land. So the people to wait. And the time has come now where Moses has died. And the Lord said to Joshua, that line makes Joshua the next leader. Because God is speaking to Joshua and giving him the instructions he would have given to Moses as the leader. So Joshua is now installed as the new leader. And he's given the instruction. And what's happened here as well is that God has passed on that covenantal position to Joshua. He's now the one that's leading the people and the one who has that connection with God. And God gives him all that instruction that we had. But within that instruction, there's various bits and pieces that I think is important that we keep an eye on and try and understand for ourselves. For these things relate to us in our situation today as it did for them. So one of the first things that God says is be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be bold. Why would these words be something for Joshua? Well, one of the things would be that he's following a leader of 40 years. Generation of people will only have known Moses to be their leader, and now in steps Joshua. That's intimidating for anyone to know or to feel to do. But here comes God and he says to him, be bold, be strong, be courageous. Take hold of that leadership. I've put you in place and I'm going to be with you. You know, when the people have been looking at what Moses had done for them, he's the one that brought the law. He's the one that brought wisdom and God's word to them. And so it needs to come from God to Joshua with that, be strong, be bold, be courageous. This is how he's going to lead. God wants him to lead the people. for he is to take the people into the promised land, a land where they'd not been before. And also a time when, very much when they're looking at that change, as we know in that story of the exile, there's many times the people wanted to just go back to where they'd been. Let's go back to Egypt. Sure, the conditions were rubbish, but at least we got food. Let's go back to Egypt. Sure, the Egyptians worked us to the bone, but we were safe. Let's go back to Egypt. It was really difficult there, but it was better than now. And so Joshua's job is to bring them across, to lead them into the promised land. Moses led them up to the promised land, and Joshua now has to take them in. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. And here it is again. We've spoken about this need to obey. And in fact, that line, be careful to obey, that's about being intentional, meaning to. There's a lot of stuff we kind of wander about and we just don't do things, or we do things because we know that's the right thing or the wrong thing. But actually, this be careful is about being intentional, taking care, being fully aware of what we're doing. So God's saying here to Joshua, be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Again, we've spoken about that idea of prosperous and successful for them, for the Israelites, was around family and possessions and land. But that's not necessarily for us today, so we need to think about that context much more, because to go down that line of prosperous and successful can lead us into a dangerous place in the gospel, where we can only look at this and turn around and say, well, if we're not prosperous, we're not in relationship with God. That's not what it's about. But God gave the law to Moses to give to the people. And God's reminding Joshua to be careful to obey that law. This is again about that authority thing. That law has come with the authority of God. And it's about obedience, about God's people submitting to that authority and obeying the laws. So here we have Joshua being reminded to be careful to obey the law, and that's also for the people. Be careful. Do not turn from it. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. The scripture also says, don't add anything in or take anything out. So when we're looking at what God's instructions, God's laws, God's ways, His commandments are, it's actually about what it is here in Scripture, and not for us to turn from it in any direction, to try and add it into it something that's not there, or to take something out that we don't like because it's too difficult, or we don't kind of believe that anyway. So it's about keeping the laws as they've been given. And again, we get this encouragement given to Joshua. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Do not be afraid or discouraged. These are the words, do not be afraid, words we see through Scripture as well. Isaiah 43, a reminder that even if we're through the flames, they'll not touch us, that God is with us. And God reminds Joshua that he's there and will be there. So don't be afraid. I'm here, I'm with you. Don't be discouraged. There's things that will look difficult, that might seem too difficult or too strange or too different. But don't be discouraged from following God. Know that he's there all the time. He is that thing for Joshua. So then what for us? How does that work out for us today? As Christians, as a church family, how does that work for each one of us? And then we need to start to think about what that means in light of our situation here as part of a linkage to move to a union. How does that, these words to Joshua, for the people, line up for us? Well, here's a few things. Be strong and courageous. You know, there's something that we need to step out. We need to step out. We live in a world which is completely different. You know, the times of the Israelites going to the promised land, they were the people. There was nothing really around them. They were going to go into a place where there was people. But for 40 years, they'd been the people. We're now the minority. As Christians in this land, we are the minority. So it would be very easy to go into ourselves, go into our own wee shell, our own wee bubble, make sure the doors are locked and we can be in here for ourselves. That's not what God's saying. He's saying being strong. Be courageous. Be bold. It's 12 months since I preached as sole nominee here. So we're coming up to my first anniversary of the induction, a couple of months' time. Time for me just to be able to reflect a bit as well. I said we're moving to that union, however that's going to work out and however that's going to look. And I shared this with the elders last week, is the fact that I was inducted on what's called a reviewable tenure for 7 years. It used to be called a terminable tenure, which means they could kill it off. But it's reviewable. Kind of sounds a little bit better. But they're going to review, Presbytery are going to review that tenure at 7 years. Well, they'll come early, or should come early, to review the tenure. So kind of that leaves 5 years. 5 years is not an awful lot of time. And here's the words to Joshua from God. Be bold. Be strong. Be courageous. And God is with us. Obey his commands. These are the things he's saying to Joshua. And you know, so Jesus is saying exactly the same things. Jesus came and said, I'm not doing away with any of the law of the prophets. That all stands. All of it. Not changing any of it. Not a jot, not an iota. It all stands. And he gives us the commandments, the greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God and to love our neighbour. Here it is. This is it. Obey these things. Be courageous. Be strong. You know, as we start to look at our way forward, then we actually need to take these words and use them to be bold, to be strong, to be courageous. For if we do nothing, nothing will happen. To do nothing, nothing will happen. It's not a surprise. We know the church is in decline. We know these things. All we have to do to realize it fully is to look around. We see the numbers decline. And yet we've got a message to share with the world. The gospel that Jesus Christ died and rose again for our salvation so we could be in heaven and not hell. That's the message, John 3:16. And it's how we share that. It's not just for us, but it's for everyone. Everyone doesn't accept it. Not everyone accepts it. But it is for everyone. We who have accepted it, we share that. It's part of our calling to make disciples of all nations. So as we go forward, how then do we do that? A couple of weeks ago, I posed the challenge to the folks down at Ardeer and said, what's it going to look like? What's here going to look like? Not just for our children's children, but their children and their children. What is it that we're leaving them? There's something for us all to think about. We've come and we can share in the grace of God. But there's many, many, many more people out there that don't know it. There's many, many more people who have maybe heard it but rejected it. And we have the opportunity in both churches to share with a whole school, to be able to get a message across, the Easter story, to be able to share that with them, to begin to tell them about the story. Too often we think that they'll know something about the story, but they don't. They've never been taught it. Easter is about rolling eggs and rabbits, bunnies. Christmas is about getting presents. I read somewhere they were even talking about doing an Easter tree. Not because it's any symbolic thing, but because it'll make money. It's the world we live in. The world we live in, that when Maureen and I were leaving the house this morning, there was a delivery van in the street, 9 o'clock in the morning, delivering stuff to a house. The world where the church came first has gone. The world where Sunday was a day of rest. Sunday was the day that the world stopped because and folk went to church. That's gone. There's deliveries on a Sunday. was somebody else out with a cement mixer Sunday morning. That's the time they choose things, to do things. And the world has changed. We need to be bold. We need to be strong. We need to be courageous. And we need to obey all God's commands to be successful and be prosperous. What does that mean for us? I believe that means we can share the gospel with people who have never heard it before. To be strong, to be courageous. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. In this time of prayer, Lord, by your Spirit, inspire us. Enable us. Strengthen us. Allow us to be bold, to be strong, to be courageous, to know that you're with us wherever we go. To know that you keep your promises to us and enable us to rejoice. In Jesus' name, amen. And we continue with our offering. As we come together for our prayers and prayers for others, we remember the prayers of the prayer tree. We remember those prayers of joy. Our God is a God of compassion who loves us first. And from Presbytery, Rossin Presbytery, the prayer diary is for West Kilbride Parish Church and James McNay, the minister there. And he's also vice convener of the ministries, part of Ministries and Superintendents Committee of Presbytery. The Crossreach Prayer Diary is Balmeady House in Aberdeen, which is a care home for 31 older people just outside Aberdeen. And for Path Renewal, we pray for Glasgow Partick South Church, Reverend Andy McIntyre, and the mentor for that grouping is Alan Hamilton, who's minister around Mulgay. Alignment Church. And of course, our own prayers are around as we come up to Easter week, the Holy Week services, for all the activity that's going on. Should also have mentioned that on Wednesday morning we have the Primary Threes coming in here for a tour of the building and a bit of fun. At least I think it's going to be a bit of fun. I don't know if anyone else does. But that's something to rejoice about, the fact we're getting that connection with the school. We also need to pray for this world, the broken world I mentioned before. We are in a broken world, we're in a difficult world. But we need to pray for things such as that the proposed talks between America and the North Koreans. President Trump is certain there'll be a deal. Quite sure what kind of deal, but he's certain there'll be a deal. But let's pray positively that there's something positive comes out of talks, that there are talks and something comes out of that. But also let's pray positively that both these leaders will know the Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts. We pray positively for the people. Let's join together in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning, we praise you. We give you thanks that we can be together and that we can worship you We give you thanks, Lord, that in your love for us, you've given us Jesus, that we, in whom we can rejoice, in whom we are saved, we're redeemed. But we pray for your world. And Lord, we pray that there would be peace where there's conflict, where there's fighting, where there's wars, where there's violence. Lord, we pray for openness and peace where there's conflict between countries. Lord, may these things be sorted out by speaking together, by understanding what it means to love one another, and not head for weapons. Father, we pray for a world where your people are starving. And not because there's a lack of food, but just because they can't get it. Lord, we pray that there would be justice. Your justice. You spoke about caring for the widows and the orphans. Lord, may we care to be able to share. We pray, Lord, for this town of Stevenston. For this area. We pray for the people that we see, the people that we meet, the people that are around us. People who don't know who you are. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch them, you would reach them. Maybe you'll use us to do that. But we pray for them, Lord. And we pray for those here on our left, on our right, for those who are in front of us or behind us or seated above us or seated below us or in different parts of the building. May each one know your love, your grace, and your mercy. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him, our God reigns. Let's worship.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we pray and prepare to leave this place, we ask that you send us with your love, with your grace, with your mercy. You send us having been filled with your Spirit so that we can share your message with the people around us. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you, now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Move from the place. Let's worship again. Let there be love shared among us.